sense, Cam. You don't know this, but we've had a lot of Avantika's classmates on, and not very many of mine. So we had Tanner on not that long ago. He was our last guest, and so I was like, I need another one of my friends and classmates, and so that's why you have been invited on. So welcome.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to be here. So thank you, Acacia.
Of
Thank you.
course.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want to start by introducing yourself? So you are one of Acacia's classmates. I can kind of guess what kind of field you're in, but yeah, tell us your major, what you're doing.
Yeah, so my name is Cameron. I'm in quite a few classes with Acacia, especially last quarter of the semester. We had one class together that was a long, long class, like 3 hours. But yeah, other than that, we play basketball together on Fridays, things like that. So, close with her. But I same class as her, gonna graduate in May. Studying global management. So yeah.
You have a
There you go.
concentration, or is yours just like global business?
No, mine is just global business. I don't have the specific concentration. Like, I don't have like STEM or like hospitality or anything like that, whatever the other ones are. No.
So are you also doing the 4+1? You're in your plus one year right now?
Yes, I am. I think the only thing where me and Acacia differ on that is she did her undergrad at Thunderbird. I did mine at WB Carey. So,
Oh, okay. That's interesting. That's cool that they can pull from any college. That's the
yeah.
majority of like the other 4+1 students from outside of Thunderbird are usually from WP Carey, since there's a lot of overlap in terms of like classes and stuff.
I was gonna say, I'd say probably most, there's probably more people from WB Carey as 4+1 than there are from a Thunderbird undergrad. Maybe the same, but.
I feel like it's closer because they just like, as soon as you start undergrad at Thunderbird, they tell you about the master's program. And so they very
Okay.
much like, they push you into that. And so there's like a high retention rate. I think it's like 90% of people who do undergrad at Thunderbird go on to do the 4+1. So the retention rate is really high. But of course, it's a way smaller college than WP Carey. So we do
Right.
get like a big chunk of people from WP Carey. So it might be like equal in numbers, maybe. But yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense. I didn't even know about this program until like my junior year when I had to email my advisor and be like, hey, so I heard there's such thing as a 4+1 program, and she recommended the Thunderbird one to me. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's super awesome. Really unique too. Like you get done with your master's in an extra or half the time, so it works out Yeah. perfect.
I
Yeah.
say, I don't know, Cam, if I've ever asked you like why you like did Thunderbird, like what your draw to international stuff is. Oh, okay. So this is basically, so my background in undergrad was sports business, right? So I always thought that I would do like a 4+1 at WB Carey, or something along those lines, or maybe graduate, go into the workforce for a little bit, and then go back for a WP Carey grad. But I learned about the 4+1 program, and I've always liked traveling and stuff like that too. So I just didn't really know. I didn't really know much about Thunderbird. I'd never heard about it before my junior year when she told me about it, and she said it was popular with the WB Carey students. So I did that. I mean, I come from a diverse background, so I can sympathize and empathize with a lot of other people on campus. So that's a plus. But no, nothing really made me want to go out of my way to do international compared to domestic, but now that I've done it, I do like the international aspect a lot better.
For
So,
sure. Is there something specific you want to do with it? Like, are you trying to tie it back into sports business, or you're branching out a little bit now?
preferably, I mean, that's the goal. I don't know if Thunderbird's gonna like me saying this, but they're really not good at finding employment or helping find employment for students
It's
afterwards.
true. The
Yeah, there's
job market's also bad. We can't pin it all on Thunderbird. The job market is also difficult right
No,
now.
that's fair. It is a terrible job market, and I'm not blaming it all on Thunderbird. But they definitely could do a better job in helping students out, especially with the alumni network they have.
True.
So they definitely could help with that. And then also the fact that you can only meet with your advisor. Like, you have to schedule with them like months in advance and stuff like that. And you're like, I don't even know when I'll be available in
Yeah.
next month. So they make it really difficult, but so honestly,
I'm struggling with that because I'm just gonna have to find something to do after graduation.
Right.
So I'll probably just honestly have to do something like part-time to hold down the bills and stuff like that, and then just see where it takes me. But that was my goal, is I wanted to put it back into sports in some way. Just tie it back because it's what I've always seen myself doing. I've been an athlete since I've been in middle school. But so I've always just been very passionate about it. But the sports that I would want to do, I would want to go into management in either combat sports or like boxing or MMA.
That's interesting.
Or football. Because
Okay.
played football since I was in what they call intermediate school over in Texas. So state.
Okay. Nice.
And then boxing I've done since around the same time, like
I
7 years.
didn't know that. I didn't know you were into MMA or boxing or anything.
Really? Oh, I mean,
No.
oh, everybody else at Thunderbird knows that, because I think it was like some, you know how they have you do like the icebreakers at the beginning of class and they're like,
Yeah.
about yourself.
I mean,
That's
I there's like some bell far away ringing, like maybe we talk about it once, but like only once. So like you don't make it your personality trait or anything.
No, well, I try not to, because that's where it, becomes douchey. But
Right.
so I'm like, yeah, I don't really, but it's just like a nice, like it's a nice icebreaker to tell people, because they're like, oh, tell me something interesting about yourself. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm kind of an open book. I'm the normal. I'm literally just the normal like American kid that they
Yeah.
would think about. There's nothing special, so I just tell them, because not a lot of people did that. So I'm like, I boxed since I was in 7th grade. Like,
Was there some big fight that happened last night? Like, I think it was
yes,
boxing. Okay.
no, it was that was MMA, that was UFC. So that was
Okay.
yeah, that was a championship fight. That was pretty good. The guy who I wanted to win won, Alexander Volkanovski. He won, but I lost money because I bet
Oh.
the other way.
Oh, no.
No, simply because here's the reason why I do this, is because sometimes on some fights where I feel very passionate about a certain fighter, I'll bet the other way. Because if he loses, then I'm at least a little bit happy I made
Oh, I
money,
see.
right? I made
Interesting.
like just a little bit of money.
I
So
was
you
about to
can't
tell
lose
you
either
that the
way.
gambling has
Right.
been going well for you because obviously your team did win for the championship for NCAA and you made some good
Yes.
money off of that. So I was thinking that you had bet for the boxer you wanted or the fighter that you wanted. And so you
No.
just made money two weekends in a row. But no.
No. No. Well, it's okay, because I bet on multiple, so I still ended up on the night. So it wasn't
Okay,
bad,
there you go.
but I wasn't like my basketball winnings or
That's
anything.
good. I
Yeah.
wanted to ask you about sports business. Did you do an internship in undergrad? Because I know that ASU, like WP Carey, has tight relationships with all the sports teams in Arizona, and they try and help with his students doing internships. Because specifically, I'm thinking like the D-backs has a tight relationship with
Right.
WP Carey, and so I've had friends who have done like internships with the D-backs.
Yeah, they do. So, a lot of my like my classmates that I talked to, not classmates, but alumni who I talked to when I was getting into the sports business program, they said the same thing. With the Suns, the Diamondbacks, the Cardinals, just all those teams that we tight relationship with. But the thing that kind of screwed me, I guess, was my graduation year was 2020. So that was the year that COVID came about, and sports weren't the same for, another 3, 4 years after. They're still not the same. There's just like less positions to fill. They kind of found a way to like run it differently. So it was just everyone was kind of, and then sports were shut down for the better part of 2 years as well. So by the
True.
time I like actually was able to land an internship, like I was like a sophomore, junior, it was shut down. So any professor that I went to, any like career coach, whatever, they weren't really able to help me like they were able to help the other students. Luckily, since I graduated high school early, I was able to come in spring semester of 2020. So I came in January, so I had like a couple months of freshman year to like just go and make friends and everything. So I wasn't
Yeah, I wasn't like the normal class of 2020 where they just came into complete online schools and stuff like that. So I'm thankful for that, but yeah, no, it was difficult because I got like a taste of freedom in my freshman year, and I was like, this is awesome. Then it got taken away for COVID for God knows how long, and then in
I
like
don't
the
know if that's worse or like then being a
yeah.
senior, a graduating senior in the spring is worse, because then you don't get to do all the senior activities and stuff.
Yeah, right. So it was, I mean, that part wasn't terrible. Like, I didn't really care much about that, but it was more just like it was more just getting that taste of freedom, getting it taken away, and then going back and realizing that I had not been doing what I was supposed to do during the program because I couldn't, right? Like when I came back, there were a bunch of other sophomore juniors who were talking about getting these internships and stuff like that. And I was like, well, that was supposed to be me. I just couldn't. So I was like, yeah, so that part was kind of difficult. And then I've like, made some connections here or there and stuff. But it's a really hard industry to break into.
That's true.
I'm
Competitive.
very
Totally.
competitive. Very. And then, after my undergrad, then that's when I immediately went to Thunderbird. So I was like, I'm not gonna internship between here. So no, I unfortunately haven't had the chance to do any of that, but I wouldn't say that that's because of ASU's doing or my doing. I think it was just a circumstantial.
Circumstantial,
Yeah,
totally.
just a circumstance. But it wasn't good.
Well, it sounds like things are working out now, like at Thunderbird and stuff, definitely having more opportunities, ways to explore. So hopefully it keeps going on a trajectory, and I'm sure something will come up.
Yeah, I'd hope so. I mean, it's not like actually at Thunderbird, I think, is what a lot of people are worried about, their time at Thunderbird, because what I actually had to do an interview for a class where I had to ask quite a few people some questions about Thunderbird. And the overall perception of Thunderbird by students is very positive. So I don't think people are really like upset with how Thunderbird is, like in the sense of student experience, like how they run the school. But I think what a lot of people are kind of nervous about and stuff, like, Acacia, you heard Jax talk about it a lot. That's like exclusively what me and Jax talk about for like the first 5 minutes of class, is he's talking about like jobs and how it's so difficult and everything like that. And everybody in class is talking about how Thunderbird's doing like nothing to help him. I had a kid in class who he was doing that project with me, and he brought it up to the professor. And he's like, I'm gonna bring it up in the town hall meeting on Saturday, because this is like ridiculous that the career coaches aren't doing their jobs. And like he made a good point. He was like, if you go to Thunderbird's like website, it says we have recruiters from Aramco, Intel, like all these big companies. I don't want to say like any companies that I don't know are on there. I know there's some big companies. They're never on campus. So he made a good point. So I was like, I get it.
Yeah, and
Well,
it's
so
also hard for the international students, especially. And it's like, because I went to the first town hall when we had the new dean, and someone brought that up, and she was like, don't worry, like, talk to Travis, talk to Travis. Like, he's gonna, like, they're making a career fair, and it's gonna get taken care of. Because, I mean, it's not her, like, all she can do is, like, push the career coaches to, like,
right.
kind of do more, which is, like, probably. If your classmate goes to the town hall and says that, she's gonna say the exact same thing. Just like refer them to, the career
Yeah.
management center. But yeah, I think it's just difficult, especially difficult for international students,
It is
unfortunately.
very difficult. And like that was one of the things that I kind of thought about too, 'cause I mean, obviously like one of the things that happened was that election in November, and then we were graduating not too far after. So I was like, how is this going to affect a lot of the classmates? And I'm sure, I don't know, I'm sure it probably has affected quite a few already. I haven't really heard much about that. But that was one thing that I was kind of curious about, because we have such a wide international audience. And like I imagine we have like a couple like students and stuff from like Sudan and like these higher risk countries. So I don't know, because you're hearing these stories about like one of Duke's players, he's their center. He was from South
I
Sudan.
read about that.
Yeah, expected to be a top 10 pick, and he's getting supposed to get deported. And I'm like, what the? So I don't know. It's very odd. I think that that has something to do with international as well. That's making it a lot more difficult.
Definitely.
But yeah, that's one of the things that I when I talk to international students, they're like, it makes me feel like almost like a criminal for checking the will you need future work like sponsorship or authorization or whatever. They're like, I will need that in the future. But it makes them feel like so bad for needing that. And I'm like, oh, bro, I'm sorry. And that's something Thunderbird should be helping with as well, because they should know that their student body is heavily international. So kind of helping them with those regulations and find stuff before they have to leave, that's really important. But I don't know, from a lot of the international students I talk to, they're like, I've been looking, but I can't find anything, so I'm probably gonna have to go back. And I'm like, well, kind of seems like the school failed you a little bit on there. Like they sold you a little bit of a false promise.
It's hard, yeah, especially in this political climate and everything, but you'll have to keep us updated. Hopefully everything goes the right way.
For
And then
sure.
outside of academics, it sounds like you play basketball. And are you like part of the intramural team, or do you guys play every week? Tell me, how's that going for you?
No, so I play basketball a lot with like my buddies and stuff like that. Like we'll play close to like every day after classes
Oh,
and
nice.
weekends and stuff like that. But we just play around the corner from my place. There was like a Thunderbird basketball league or something that I saw in a group chat, and I was like, I don't know, I'll just keep playing with my boys or whatever, right? But then Acacia came up to me in class like, "Cam, you got to play some basketball." And I
Did
was
you
like,
know that he played before or no?
No, he's just tall.
There you
So
go.
I didn't know if he played basketball at all, but I talked to every tall person I could find and said, you should do this, because I really wanted to make it happen, but of course we needed people. So Cam was a victim of my recruiting effort.
That's funny.
Yeah. So then we ended up playing basketball, and I ended up playing a couple weeks in the Thunderbird League for Acacia.
Nice. Yes. And now they've
How's
decided to switch it to other sports. So it was
Yeah, I know,
pickleball.
it's stupid.
Yeah, it was.
I'm
It's
not
because
going
we
for
weren't getting enough
pickleball.
demand for basketball or whatever. I was like, but it's like we bas just finish out with basketball and then we can rotate later. So anyway, it was
Yeah.
pickleball this past Friday, and then it's me volleyball next week, and then indoor soccer, and then back to basketball the last week.
I'd play volleyball. I'm not so
Yes,
sure I play.
we're gonna go to volleyball next week because Nicole's
Okay.
gonna come too. It'll be the whole
Perfect.
crew.
Yeah, volleyball sounds cool. I'm not so much a fan of pickleball or soccer. Soccer,
Yeah,
not a big
I
fan of.
can't do soccer. Cannot
No,
do soccer.
well, here's the thing is like I probably like if I was playing with like a bunch of my friends who also don't know soccer, I could probably hold my own. I'd be okay because I have like decent ball. I played before, but I'm not playing with a bunch of kids who call soccer football because they're gonna
That's
whoop me,
true.
and I'm gonna feel really bad. Like I'm not playing soccer against like Marcelo,
Yeah,
the
true.
and
Because
stuff like that.
we have a soccer club, a football club
Yeah,
at
yeah, yeah.
Thunderbird, and so they play games all the time. So if all those
Yeah.
guys show up, we're just screwed.
No,
Yeah,
that's funny.
I'm so good. I'm so good on that. I was like, I'll play my basketball where, we dominate, but other than that, no, I'm good. I'm not gonna be playing the heavy. Like, I'm not playing. That's like playing cricket against Indians. I'm not gonna do it.
Totally. Yeah. You know, everyone has their strengths. They've been like groomed since childhood to be playing this sport, so they definitely know
Yeah.
what they're doing.
Well, that's how I know, because I talk with a bunch of the with like a bunch of the Indian kids, because that Thunderbird's very heavily Indian. So I'll talk with them a bunch, and they're always like unanimously, every single one of them is talking about cricket, like whether it's an upcoming
Totally.
match or like they used to play semi-pro cricket. And I'm like, what? You just hear
Crazy.
things from like these like primarily like Indians, but you hear them from like a lot of like Southeast Asians, like Indians, Pakistanis, like stuff like that, because like cricket's life over there. And you're like, if I were to pick up a cricket bat, I wouldn't know what to do with it. So I'm gonna
Totally.
leave
No, I
that.
had a similar experience too. I was like literally in line for a CASA, like on Mill, not even within the Thunderbird area, nothing like that,
Right.
just making small talk with the people around me. Turns out one of the people I was talking to was also like a semi-pro cricket player. And I was like, how popular is this? Like, people are
Yeah.
killing it. Good for them.
Oh, I know. And then also that makes you think, you're like, how many semi-pro like cricket teams are there in India? If
Yeah.
that many semi-pro cricket teams to where like one in 10 Indians played semi-pro cricket,
Sure.
you're like, that's a lot of teams. They invest
I
a lot
know.
of money into that sport.
Yeah, that's funny. It's because everyone plays. Like, that's the one big sport there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my grandpa, he grew up in Pakistan. So his most popular sports that he liked to play were cricket and field hockey.
Oh,
And I told him,
nice.
I was
Yeah.
like, yeah.
That's also really popular in India for some reason.
Super, yeah,
Yeah.
super popular down there. But
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, up here, field hockey is considered like a women's sport. Like you won't find like a men's
That's true. Yeah.
you won't. It's always girls playing, but ice hockey is more the manly sport. And he was like,
Yeah.
oh, well, I didn't know that. And he was like, everybody over there plays it. And I was like, yeah, well, I
Right.
think it's just a cultural thing.
And because you think about the resources you need for these sports too, it's like very minimal. For cricket, you need two bats, a ball, and
Right.
like two sticks. And then for
Right,
field
right.
hockey, everyone gets one stick. But then you
Yeah,
think of like
exactly.
the more developed sports, like ice hockey, who's going to be building arenas in all these cities and
Yeah.
towns? Or like golf, you need acres and acres of golf courses. Like
Right.
those are very developed
That's
sports.
why soccer is the most accessible
Yeah.
sport around the world because all you need is literally something that resembles a net and a ball and space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can play kick the can. That's how most soccer players got started, is kicking
Yeah.
around.
It's
Yeah,
all about
exactly.
accessibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have another one of things that I roped Cam into was the wine walk last weekend. So of
Oh,
course,
yeah. Tell
everyone
us about
knows
that.
I'm big into my beer crawls. I love going around to breweries when I travel and doing that. Even though I don't like beer, I like cider, but the vibes of breweries are always great and there's always something I can drink. I always find something I like. And so I heard about the Downtown Phoenix Urban Wine Walk and I was like, I need to do that. And all of my girlfriends happened to be busy. And so then Cam and Jax were the next people I asked. I was like, you guys don't like wine by any chance? And they're like, yes, we do. And so we went and did that. And we actually, it started, it went from like 1 to 5 p.m. And I was like, okay, we don't need to do 4 hours. And so we'll start at 3. And then we didn't end up starting till like 3:30 because they closed the freeway. And driving with Cam was very, that was an experience. That was an experience
Dang,
on
I'm a
both
good
ends.
driver.
Yes, on both ends. Not because he's a bad driver, just because our communication styles are very different. And so trying to direct him to parking was a bit frustrating, but we got there and we made it and it worked out and then we had a
That's
good
funny.
time.
Yeah,
We
and
there
you
was
got
like
wine as a reward at the end of it.
we did, and it was a great deal. It was like $5 at every place for like a little, basically like a Dixie cup size glass of wine and food. And the food was actually really good. Like everywhere we went, it was like really like we had steak and pork belly and
Oh,
then
nice.
chips and nachos. We had like cupcakes. There
Oh,
was guacamole.
Jax didn't have steak. Remember, he got jealous because you and me got steak, and
Yes.
he picked a pickled anchovy because
He did.
because
Oh my
it was
gosh.
these pairings. It was these pairings. So she was like, we have like this one with a seared like medium rare steak, from like Argentina, whatever. And then we have this one with a pickled anchovy, and then we have this one with what was it? Oh yeah, it was cheese and honey.
Cheese.
Yeah,
Yeah, honey and cheese. So you
honey.
could pick,
Interesting.
and Jax just wanted the rosé, and so he didn't pay attention that the pairing was the
No.
anchovy. So he got the wine he wanted, but then he got the anchovy, and he had never had anchovies before. Honestly, I don't think they're that bad. Like, I'll eat anchovies on like a salad, like when there's like a
But
lot of other flavors.
it was pickled. It
Was
was
it a
pickled.
taco? What, like a
No, it
taco?
was literally just an anchovy in a cup.
Oh, just pickled anchovies.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I
It
think I
was
prefer the steak as well.
a wet anchovy in a little plastic
Ugh.
like shot glass they just like bring over to him. And
Yeah.
also, I will say Acacia, because they did remember when he walked in, they had all of the wines
Yeah, it was
and
all set out
the
on the counter
yeah,
already.
it was all set out on the counter. So the steak that I got was like it was like room temperature. It was still safe to
True.
eat, but I'm not so sure about that anchovy. Because he ate it and he was like,
Pickled,
this is
so pickled
warm.
means
Oh,
preserved.
you're right, you're right, you're right. Actually, no, you're correct on that. But I was like, just
Also,
the
that's the
thought
one
of a warm.
all the other people are probably avoiding, so it's been sitting out the longest too.
Right,
That's true.
exactly. And it's just a warm, slimy, pickled fish. And I'm like,
Ooh.
oh God.
Yeah.
I made sure I probably would have gotten the rosé, but I heard pickled anchovies, and I was like, no, I'm gonna go with anything else but that.
So, which
Yeah.
wine did you get with the steak?
Was like a red wine. It was like a
Yeah.
Cabernet.
Yeah.
Okay,
Well, I think we
nice.
were talking about that, and we were like, well, I was like, I don't really normally like red. And you're like, I don't either, but we just didn't want the fucking
Wanted the steak.
we
We wanted exactly.
the
Yeah, that's funny.
It
Did
was
you
really
figure
fun,
out
though.
any new fun wines or like a new favorite or something?
Not new
No.
wines, but new restaurants for sure. Because I
Yeah.
like we were both saying, we haven't really explored downtown too much, but there were 20, like 25 locations, and we went to like 8 of them. So we
That's
like
pretty good.
discovered, and I had only been to, I think, one of them before. So it was like all new locations, which was really cool.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's nice.
the one new wine that I got introduced to, I forgot the name of because it was the place that we went with the pork belly, Acacia. The one in the
Oh, where we had Prosecco.
It was in the hotel. I think what was it? Did you get the last of the Prosecco? Or because when I came up, I know you got Prosecco, and then when I came
Yeah.
up, she was like, we're all out. So she had this new bottle, and then she was like, do you like this? And I was like, I've never had that before.
Yeah, it was
Try
like you could
it.
get Prosecco or like champagne, basically. And so I
Yeah.
got the last Prosecco, and
Right.
then you and Jax got champagne.
Right. So she opened the bottle of champagne, and then I was like, yeah, I'll try it. And I tried it. It was really good. She was like, just have that. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I forgot the name of the champagne, but that was pretty decent. Nothing I would
Yeah.
like look up for myself when I got home, though. But it was
Yeah.
weird because of the wine walk, they would only say what type you wanted. They wouldn't like tell you what brand
Brands
you
or
wanted.
names,
Because
yeah.
also
Right.
there were so many people. Like, so they were just like trying to get people in and out, basically.
Gotcha. So it
Yeah.
sounds like it was a pretty crowded event. Like, it's popular. People have heard of this.
Oh yeah, like a bunch of places. So of the 8 places we went to, we only were able to get food and drink at 5 of them. 'Cause 3 of them, 2 of them, the lines were so long, and then one of them they had to run out of the wine because they
Wow.
didn't anticipate this many things. 'Cause I think they've only been doing this for a few years, and it's like so much bigger this year than it was last year. And
Interesting.
they didn't anticipate the demand, and so places were running out.
Yeah. That's fun though. It still sounds like a good time. Did you have
Yeah.
like enough wine to be feeling tipsy by the end of it, or like you guys were feeling good?
Not
No.
really, because it was so little, and also like,
Yeah.
yeah, it was so little, and we were eating. Like, I was
True.
like, I definitely did feel it, I think, but like, Jax and Cam are like 6 foot large men, like
Right.
over 6 foot large men, and so they definitely were not feeling anything from little Dixie cups of wine.
That's funny. And then did you guys like walk to every restaurant, or did you have to take Ubers or something?
No, we walked. It's all
Okay.
very, because it's like, because that's the point, is it's the
Yeah.
wine walk. And so everything
Perfect.
is easily within walking distance. Like it was literally like 2 minute walks between every place.
Amazing. Yeah.
It was convenient because we thought we parked far away from the whole thing, but we actually ended up like a block away from the car, so it
Well,
was
that was also by my expert navigational design, is I took us
cool.
in a circle so that we would end up back at where we needed to be by the car.
No, it was exactly that professional design.
Yes, it was. You didn't
Funny.
know the map. You didn't see the map.
No,
You didn't.
I did not see the map at all. In fact, I only had the photo that I took of Jax's photo because the or no, because he ended up getting the map, right? From the ladies who were being like rude to him at first. He handed up
Oh,
a paper
he
map.
got the photo, and then we got a paper map later.
Okay, so yeah, for the first little bit of it, I was just going off of the photo of his photo. So we were like looking, and I couldn't find them. I couldn't read the map or anything like that on the little phone. And I was like, all right, I'll lead it to Acacia, and she did a great job. So
Amazing.
I was the guide. I was the Sherpa of the wine walk.
yeah, and me and Jax were like, you're walking like a million miles an hour, and we're just
Typical experience. Typical
yeah,
experience.
we're both like I shit you not, like 2 car lengths behind her.
Even with your
And
long legs, you couldn't keep
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, that's the part
Well,
that
they
was.
weren't trying to keep up either. They were in meander mode.
Yeah, they were really enjoying the walking part of the wine
Yeah.
walk.
No, that's half of the thing. We had like our little Dixie cups of wine
The
and
full
or
experience.
whatever. Yeah, we're just enjoying it. The beautiful scenery of downtown Phoenix. You see a homeless guy over there. You stop and you wave.
We
You
saw, we
see.
heard it, we walked by a couple arguing. That
Yes.
was crazy.
Tea.
That was hilarious. That was they made their entire argument known to
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
around them.
I
Hilarious.
know. The stuff you hear, downtown can be a crazy place.
Yeah.
Truly, it was very funny.
Yeah. Still sounds like a successful time overall, though.
Definitely, definitely. I look forward to doing that again eventually.
Yes. Actually, one of the best like events or crawls that I've been to in downtown was for St. Patrick's Day. I went with a couple
Really?
of buddies. Yeah, I went with a couple of buddies, not this year, but last year. And it was really fun. Like they ended up not liking it as much just because like the lines were a little bit longer and like it was a little more like kind of like the wine walk was a little more disorganized and things like that. But the reason why I liked it was I guess I'm a little biased towards it because when I was walking, there was a homeless guy who he was asking for like a couple bucks. So I had like $2, $3 in my wallet. So I gave him like two, three singles. And homie, I don't know how he did it or how he got these tickets, but he gives me 20 free drink tickets
What?
for the St. Patty's Day call. So I basically paid $3 and I got 20 drink
That's
tickets.
crazy. Oh, wow. So yeah, you
Yeah.
were having a great time.
Right. Plus my original like 10 that I paid for and everything. So I had
Yeah.
all these like tickets and everything. So I was just going and like buying drinks for everybody and stuff like that.
That's so good. That's
Yeah,
so good.
you lucked out
He
with that one.
Yeah. Oh, he hooked me up. So
'Cause I
I
tried to do a
it.
St. Patty's Day crawl last year, and I went to Old Town and Mill, and they both sucked. It was
Old
like
Town
they
is
were both
terrible.
bad. Well,
Old
but
Town
even
is
Mill, because like Old Town, they didn't really have a crawl going on. It was just, St. Patty's people are
right.
out. But then Mill, like it was bad. Like they had an actual crawl, and we like it. You didn't have to like prepay for it. You could, but like you could also just like do the deals when we got there. And
Right.
it was so lame, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, that's kind of, it was kind of the same. I mean, like I went to Old Town this year, and I do agree with you on that. It was subpar because they only have some drink specials and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like just to, like at a couple bars and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then those are over by like 9 o'clock anyways.
Yeah.
By the time everyone's like actually wanting to go out, you're like, oh, I've never done the mill one though.
Don't bother.
Yeah, I don't think I will. I like when they actually have like a crawl going on though, like a list of like bars you can go to and stuff like that, and you just like know where to go rather than like Old Town where people are just out and
Yeah.
about and they just
I mean,
hope.
it was more organized, but there just was nobody there. Like it was just
Yeah.
dead. Which was interesting. It's because St. Patty's was on a Sunday last year, and so we went on the Saturday, like the day before St. Patty's, but then everyone ended up going out on actual St. Patty's on Sunday, even though it was a Sunday, which I
Yes.
thought was really interesting. Like wouldn't you want to celebrate early so that since you have to wake up for work on Monday? But no, people cared
Yeah.
about doing it on the actual day, I guess.
It's so interesting. I think the Halloween that happened, like this past Halloween that happened, that
Yeah.
was like the longest time of like celebration that I've
Yes,
had.
because it was a whole week, weekend
Yeah.
to weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't remember what day it was on, but I remember
Monday. It
on
was on a
Monday,
Monday. And
definitely.
so
Right.
people celebrated the weekend before and
Yes.
did like
And then the
Halloween.
weekend.
But then there were the people who actually wanted to celebrate after Halloween. But then it was November. And so people were
Right.
celebrating
Oh,
it in
yeah.
November.
Right. That's what it was. Yeah, that it was Monday. Because I was like, I remember that I celebrated Halloween like for a week straight this year. But that was right because it was on a Monday, so people were celebrating
Yeah.
the before, and
Yeah.
then afterwards people were also celebrating, which honestly, in my opinion, just do it the weekend before if it's on a Monday.
Yeah. So that it's actually October, it
Right,
feels
you're
weird
still in
to be
October.
celebrating in November.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So I don't know. It was weird. I definitely went to a Halloween party on like November 7th or something. So it's just so odd.
Really extending it, you know, people will take
Yeah.
any excuse to have a good time. So if we can make Halloween 3 weeks, I'm sure people would be down for that too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I'd make
True.
it a Halloween break, go from school, everything
Right.
like that.
Okay, well, we are running out of time, so we have to do Song of the Week. So, Cam, we talk about what song we've had on repeat this past week. What have you been listening to? Put us
Ooh.
on.
Ooh. Hold on. Let me look through my playlist.
Avantika, you pre-sent me yours so
I
you wouldn't
did.
forget.
Yeah, I put it in, and mine is Color de Esperanza. It's like
Okay.
a typical Mexican song. I was
Is
talking
it
to
like
some people.
banda?
It was like when I listened to it was more like ballad, like classical, like a
Oh, like
lyrical.
Luis Miguel vibes.
Yeah. And they're
Okay.
like, oh, this is my abuela's favorite song. And so it's like, it's a typical classic.
Love that.
Yeah.
What? Oh, there's new Maria's songs. And let me see, did I put it on the playlist for last week? Did I say Ojos Tristes last week? I need to look. I don't know if I did, but that was great. That I loved that. Did I say it last week? No, I didn't. So yeah, there since we recorded last time, there have been three new Maria songs dropped, which I love.
Oh.
And so one of them is with Selena Gomez, and it's Ojos Tristes, and it's very, very good. I still cringe when I listen to Selena Gomez sing in Spanish because she can't.
Yeah, I need to go listen to that one. I'm very
But this
intrigued.
song is worth listening to because she doesn't sing after the intro. So
Perfect.
yes. Okay, Cam, what's yours?
All right, so I was looking through my playlist. I don't have a single song that I've been listening to, but I've been going back and listening to bands that I used to listen to a lot more in like high school and stuff like that. So apparently I guess I've been going to the gym more this week, but I've been on my rock grind.
Okay.
So it's really interesting. My like top five was like Pearl Jam, Metallica, like Sound, a bunch of like grunge and rock. Very weird, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I've just been going back to the classics. What like
Throw
my
out a song for us. Throw out a song that comes to mind or that you see on there.
Okay. Oh, Even Flow by Pearl Jam.
Perfect.
Even flow.
Even Flow. You've
Oh,
definitely
I
heard
see
Even
it.
Flow. Oh yeah.
I've probably heard it before. I don't go out of my way to listen to rock, but I've probably heard it like, you know, Osmosis or something at some point.
100%.
Yeah.
If you've been on social media, anything like that, you've definitely heard Even
Okay. I
Flow.
trust. I trust.
Yeah. This was a fun episode. Thanks so much for being on, Cam. It was so nice to chat.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me. It was really nice coming on, just being able to talk, everything like that. It was great.
Yeah, of course
Perfect.
we hopefully we've cured a little bit of your Zoom anxiety.
Actually, yes, this helped a whole lot.
Oh, good.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
All right. And so for the rest of our listeners, thanks for tuning in, and we'll have another episode out to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.